of Teshumar Aleph at the time. The Tisha Ba'av Nigzra Aval Shemer Shal Yikonsu La'aretz Minolan. How do you know that the Gzeira of the Chet HaMaraglim took place on Tisha B'Av? The Chsiv Vayhi B'Chodesh HaRishon B'Shona HaShenis Ve'echad L'Chodesh Hukam HaMishkan. On the Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year when they left Mitzrayim, that's when the Mishkan was erected. Omar Mar, Shona Rishon La'osa Moshe HaMishkan. The first year they were Osik in building the Mishkan. Shniya Hekim Moshe HaMishkan. The second year, in other words, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the second year that they left Mitzrayim, they put up the Mishkan. The Sholach Meraglim, and that's when they sent the Meraglim. Uksiv, Vayihi Bashona HaShenis, Bachodesh HaShedi, Be'esher Bachodesh, Na'ala Ho'ona Me'ala Mishkan. Second year, in the month of Iyar, the 20th of Iyar, that's when they left Har Sinai. Uksiv, Vayisu Me'har Hashem, Derech Shloshes Yomim. And they traveled for 3 days. After that, that was the 23rd day of Iyar. Omre b'chama b'reb chanina, also hayom sor me'achrei Hashem, and on that day itself, they were sor me'achrei Hashem, that v'yisu me'ar Hashem, and then it says, v'hosaf suv asher v'kirbo isavu tava, v'yashuva v'yivku gam b'nei Yisrael, uksiv ha'chodesh yomim. After that, there was a month that they ate meat. V'havelu esrim v'tartim v'sivan. And that month ended on the 22nd day of Sivan. Uksiv, in other words, what's it called? On the third day itself, on the 23rd, that's when they were chote, and a month later was the 22nd, ended that, ended that month of eating the meat. And then after that, Vatisogir Miriam Shivas Yomim, the Havilu Esen Vatisha Vasiva. Then Miriam was put away for 7 days, and that started on the 23rd and went till the 29th of Sivan. And immediately after that, they sent the Meraglim. The Tanya be'esrim v'tisha b'Sivan shalach Moshe Meraglim. Sent it on the 29th day of Sivan. Uksiv ayeshuvu mitur aris miketzar boyim yom. They came back after 40 days. Samara says, it comes out to Tisha B'Av. This is not true. Hani ar boyim yom nechechad avi. It comes out to be 39 days till Tisha B'Av. Not 40 days. 40 days would be the 10th of Av. Rabbaya Tammuz Bahishaita Maluya Malu. They made Tammuz a full month of 30 days, not 20 days, 29 days, and therefore it works out that when they came back, the 40th day was on Tisha B'Av. And there are different cheshbonos of what that means. If they came back on the day of Tisha B'Av, or they came back on the 8th of Av, and that night they cried. Two different cheshbonos. Rashi seems to say they came back in Chumash for sure. They came back on the 8th of Av, and they cried the night of Tisha B'Av, and that was Kavua B'chia Shel Doros. And Tosa seems to learn they came back on Tisha B'Av itself, and that's when they cried. And the Rabban Shem's Koveya that day is a B'chia L'Doros, but not that they cried the night of Tisha B'Av, they cried the day of Tisha B'Av. Okay. How do you know they made Tammuz a full month? Tchsiv Koro Alai Moed Lishbor Bachurai. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, and they called a Moed Rosh Chodesh Lishbor Bachurai to destroy the Mikdash on the same day that they they came back by the in the Midbar, the Meraglim came back. Uksiv Atisa Kolo Eidav Aitnu is called Vayivku Ha'am Balai Lahu Amar Rabban of Yochanan Tisha B'Av Haya. So according to Tosus, it was the night after Tisha B'Av that they cried. But they came back on Tisha B'Av. According to Rashi, also Hayom Erev Tisha B'Av. They came back on Erev Tisha B'Av, and they cried the night of Tisha B'Av. Omer l'makadosh baruch hu, atem b'chisem b'chia shel chinam, v'ani koveh alechem b'chia l'doros. You cry a b'chia that was enough or nothing, and I will be koveh a b'chia l'doros. And it's not spite. It means that the Rabban Shem said the crying that you did then will be mesukin with the b'chia l'doros. In fact, there's another girsa in a different medrash that says, "Atem bechisem bechia shulchinam, ani ek balachem bechia shomamish." Give you something shomamish to cry about that'll correct the original cry. Rashi. The Omer Rabbi Chamer Bar Chanina also hayom mehar loshen maher achshav kishetito yutes yomim mechodesh yir kodim aliyas ha'anan pashu v'hu yud. Hayu bein derech shloshes yomim v'zayin de misgeres Miriam. That 10 days that remained in Iyar, you split between the 3 days that they went mehar Hashem and the 7 days that Miriam was out of the machane. V'chodesh shel chavtes yomim, and they had a month of 29 days, not 30 days. A month of 29 days, ad chodesh yomim means 29 days. Rashi says that they ate the basar. That's 39. V'hashdesh takach, the Moshe Sholach Meraglim b'chavtes Sivan. Comes out, therefore, that the Meraglim was sent on the 29th of Sivan. Hani arboi nechechad, beiz mi Sivan, v'chavtes mitabos. L'chora, it comes out 39 days. 2 days left in Sivan, and 29 days in Tammuz, so what's it called? Til Tisha B'Av will be 31. The Ches Me'av, right, is Lametes. So it's going to come out, Tisha B'Av is not going to be the 40th day, it's going to be the 39th day. Shemar says, no, they made Tammuz a Mole, Memele came out, what's it called, to Tisha B'Av, the 40th day. Okay. Omer Rabba, Chorav Abayis Barishona, how do you know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av? Yechsiv v'chodesh ha-chamishi v'shiva l'chodesh, hishnas teisha tshayis v'shon v'melech Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel, ba nevuzrad rav tabachim eved melech Bavel, Yerushalayim, v'yisrof es Beis Hashem. It says here that on the 7th day of Av, that's when he burnt the Beis HaMikdash. Uksiv in Yirmiyahu, v'chodesh ha-chamishi be'osav ha-chodesh, hishnas tshayis v'shon v'melech Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel, right? And that's when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash on the 10th day. You can't say it was destroyed on the 7th because it says the 10th. You can't say the 10th because it's the 7th. So how could it be destroyed both on the 7th and the 10th? The, on the 7th they entered the Heichal. And for the 7th, 8th, and 9th, that's why a lot of the halachas become more chomor from the 7th of Av and on. Because that's when the goyim entered the heichal, it's more of an avelus. So until Shiva, the Av, certain halachas are more kulatik. How many people can eat at a siyum changes from the 7th day of Av and on. So in any case, so the 7th, 8th, and 9th, they were in the heichal eating and desecrating it. On the 9th, towards evening, right? That's when they lit the fire. And it burned the entire 10th day. So therefore, it started on the 7th day when they entered the Heichal, and it ended on the 10th day when the Beis HaMikdash was actually burnt. But the beginning of the burning was on the 9th, towards evening. Shenemar, Oy lanu kipono hayom, ki inatu tzil le'erev. When was the Oy? When the day was leaving, the 9th was leaving, and that's when they started to burn the Beis HaMikdash. V'hainu d'omer Rav Yochanan, il mole ha'yishi boso ador. If I would have been there when they were koveya Tisha B'Av as the Yom Tzom, lo kavati v'el basiri. I would have made the Tzom on the 10th. M'pnei sherubo shel heichal bo nisraf. Because most of the heichal was burnt on the 10th. For Rabbanan, why did the Rabbanan Taka make it on the 9th? You go after the beginning of the Puranios, and the beginning of the Puranios when they started to burn it. They ask a famous question here. Rabbi Yochanan in Bava Kamma holds Isho Mishum Chitzav. Machlok is there, if Eish, you're chai because you're money damage, or because it's like you're shooting an arrow. Nafkamina is, when do you consider the damage done? Consider the damage done after it happens, or from the time the person lights the fire, it's like he shot an arrow, from that point on, he's chayiv for everything that comes after that. So l'chora Rabbi Yochanan, why Rabbi Yochanan say, if I would have been there, I would have made it on the 10th? L'chora he holds Isho Mishum Chitzav. And as soon as they started the fire, it's like everything was done. So everything was done on the 9th, right? Not on the 10th. So one answer they give is that we're mourning the Churban, not when it's considered as if, but most of the burning was done on the 10th, therefore, he said, it makes more sense to mourn when it actually was destroyed. That's one answer. But the second answer is very poshut. When do you say isho mishum chitzav? If you're talking about who's chayiv and when they're chayiv, talking on the person who burned it. So when he lit the fire, it's like he released an arrow, and at that point, all the damage is considered done. But if you're talking about the thing that's being burnt, that doesn't happen until it's actually burnt. Right? The isho mishum chitzav is a din in the mazik. It's not a din in the hezik. Right? The same thing the Mukhe Yosef asks. L'chora, how do we light candles then? If you hold that not isho mishum chitzav, right? How do you light candles Friday, right? It's considered like you're lighting them on Shabbos. Same idea. It's not, here it's a din in the mazik, not a din in when the fire is actually taking place. Okay. Uveshniyam and all. How do you know the second base on Mikdash was destroyed on the 9th? Detanya, Megalguin Schus, Liom Zaka, the Chova, Liom Chayev. We know it was destroyed around that time, and we know there's a cloud that the Rabbanu Shalom puts things of Schus to a good day and bad things to a bad day. It's Mistabra that happened on the same day. Omru, Kishachor, Beis HaMikdash Barishona, also Hayom Erev Tisha B'Av Haya. When the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was Erev Tisha B'Av. Umotsoi Shabbos Haya, and it was Motsoi Shabbos. Umotsoi Shvius, and it was the 8th year. Umishmarta shel Yehoyoriv, it was the Mishmeres of Yehoyoriv. V'alavim hayu om Shira, v'omdim al Duchanim. And when it was destroyed, the Levium were standing on the Duchan saying Shira. Umash Shira hayu omim, what were they saying? Right? It's not because this was the Shir Shal Yom. Shir Shal Yom, if it was Motsoi Shabbos, was L'David Mizmor. But it happened to be that they were standing on the Duchan, and this Shira just happened to come to them. What did they say? Vayoshev aleim es olnom, uvarasom yatzmisein, velo hispiku lomar yatzmisein, Hashem lokeinu, at shebo nochrin v'kopshu. V'chein b'shniya, same thing happened in the second Beis HaMikdash, Rashi. V'chov al yedei chayiv, haynu tisha ba'av, diragilim lios boros. A lot of bad things happened on Tisha B'Av, and since Churban Bayisheni happened around that time, Mishnah had happened on that day. Megalgun Schus Hayidei Zakai, Motsoi Shabbos, Yom Rishon. It was on Sunday. Motsoi Shvius, Shminis. Duchen, Mokum Osu Ke'in Itztevo, Volov Levim Omdim Lashore. They had a balcony, a platform that the Levim would say Shira on. Vayoshev, that was called a Duchen. Vayoshev, and that's why Birkas Kohanim is called Duchening, because they say it, said it from the Duchen. Vayoshev Aleim is Onam, Uvarasom Yatzmisem, Yatzmisem Hashem Elokeinu, B'mizmar Kel Nekomos Hashem, B'hu Shir Shal Yom Revi, that's Shir Shal Yom Revi, not Shir Shal Yom Rishon. V'hai Da Amri Le B'Yom Rishon, Ilai Ba'al Mohavi, the Nofel B'Pumayu. It was just Basher, that it fell into their mouths, this Shira. It wasn't the Shira they were supposed to say. Ken Amrinim Be'erichim, Pirish Iliya Kina, right, it was a Kina, that they were saying, knowing that the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed. She came Targum Yonas and Menuzio, saw Kina, Tul Iloya. Ukamo Eli Kibesula Chagura Sak, Eli Tzion V'Oreha, right? That's the Eli means a Kina. Al Baal Neureha, Shapirusho Konini Ubechi. Okay. Nilka de Beitar Gemara. That Beitar was destroyed on Tisha B'Av is Mesorah, Gemara. Nechre Shehair, the city was plowed over, and we said already in the Mishnah, it's machlokas whether that means the Heichal was plowed over, the Makom HaMikdash, or the entire city. The Rambam seems to say it was the city, the around the Heichal also was plowed over, and others hold it was just the Heichal itself. Tanya, Kishacharav Tornis Rufus HaRoshas HaHeichal, when Tornis Rufus destroyed the Heichal, Nigza Gzeira Rav Gamliel LaHariga. So they put out a death warrant for Rebbe Gamliel. Bo Adon Echad V'Amad Beis HaMedrash. So one of the dignitaries of the Romans went to the Beis HaMedrash to warn Rebbe Gamliel that they're looking for him to kill him. V'Amar Balachotem Misbakesh. Balachotem Misbakesh. Right? The guy with the big nose, they're looking for him. It was a kinui for the important person. Big noses mean you're important. And then Iqbal Choltim, Rashi says, Nechreshoha'ir, Kedesiv, Tzion Soda Techorish, Shenechreshokulov, and Ashish Kesoda Charusha. But Tzion is the Makom HaMikdash, not Yerushalayim. So from the Pasuk is Mashmah, just the Makom HaMikdash was plowed over. Bal hachotem, bal koma v'tzura. Person, what's it called? Person it was a kinoy for a person who of great stature. Loshanacher gadol hador. Right? Either it means a person of great stature physically or spiritually. Misbakesh lehorik. They're looking for you to kill you. Barem is Amrle. He said it in a hint. Shelo yakiru bo anshei melech, that the people of the king should not, the Caesar shouldn't realize that he went to warn Rebbe Gamliel. Shomer Rebbe Gamliel, also Tosha Minayas. Rebbe Gamliel heard and he went and hid. Also Legav Bei Betzina, this Adon, this officer, went to him privately. Amrle imat silna lecha maishas le'amadasi, if I save you from the death sentence, will you promise me Olam Haba? Amrle hein, said yeah. So they asked, how could he say yes? How did he know? It's not really in his province to give the guy Olam Haba. But either he knew that if he would do such a thing, he would deserve it, right? Or that he was somech on his own schus, that he could do it. Or the halacha is that to save your life, you're allowed to lie and swear to people things, right? Somebody's ready to kill you, you're allowed to swear to them, I don't have any money. It's a halacha that it's mutter to do that. So he wanted to save his life, so he swore to them, get Olam Haba. Omerle hey, Omerle Ishtavali, swear to me. Ishtavali even swore to him. Solik Liigra Noflamesa, the Adam went up to the roof, jumped off the roof, and died. Committed suicide. The Gemire, what did that help? The Chigazer Gzerto, Mishchad Minayim, without the Gzartel. If they made a Gzera together, and one of the people who made the Gzera dies, they take it as a Simin Ra, that the Gzera is no good, and they're Mavatel Gzera. So since he committed suicide, they're Mavatel Gzera against Rav Gamliel. Yotza Baskol the Omra Adon Ze Mezum L'Chayom Haba, and a Baskol went out and corroborated that this Adon was Mezum L'Chayom Haba. Rashi Tosha Nechba hid, Kamo Tosha B'Ma'arta, just like by Reb Shim Ben Yochai and Reb Elezer, they hid in the cave. Also Ha'Adon Litzurim Gamil Betzina, he came to him privately. U'Mischad Minayim Min Hayoatzim, if one of the people who were the advisors to this Gzeira dies, they took it as a bad simon, that it's a bad Gzeira, and therefore somebody died because of it. When the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, groups of the young Kohanim gathered together, and they had the keys of the Heichel in their hand. They went onto the roof of the Heichel. The Amru Lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam. Hoyav lo zachinu lios gizborim nemonim. Since we were not gizborim nemonim, obviously, we didn't do a good job. You mavtechos mesuros lecha uzorkum klapi mala. We give you back the keys. Right? If we didn't do a good job, so you take care of it. Right? They say the same thing that that's what Reb Chaim Brisker, was the Netziv, said when they closed Volozhin. Right? They wanted them to institute a good portion of the day to learn Russian or whatever. And they said, look, we're responsible to run a yeshiva the way it's supposed to be run. Right? If we can't do that, we weren't Zoche, then Reb Amishon will give you back the keys. You run it the way you want to run it, but we're not going to change and do it differently. So that's what they saw, the giving back of the keys. We couldn't do it properly. We can't do it improperly. So Reb Amishon, you take it back and do it the way you want to do it. Va'alehem, v'yotza kein pisas yad, the kibautim. They threw the keys up into the air, and a hand came out of the heavens and received the keys. V'hem kof tzuvenof l'tocha ur, and they fell into the fire. Va'alehem konin shayo anodhi, Maso geichi zoyon, right? Malacha efo alisa kulach legagos teshuos maleya ir homia kiria aliza chalalecha lo chalalichere velo mesi milchama. Right, and this, what's it called? Yishayahu. It says in Yishayahu that they went up to the roof and the people were not killed from the war and what's it called? Not from the sword. They jumped into the fire themselves. They were and the reason they were allowed to commit suicide, right, is because they were going to be killed anyway, and they would have been killed with terrible yisurim. And some people hold, based on this, that if somebody knows that he's going to be killed with yisurim, he's allowed to commit suicide to avoid the Yisurim. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ne'emar Mekarker Kir V'Shu'el Ahor. Rashi. Geichi Zoyin Yerushalayim Shakom Estaklim Shom. Geichi Zoyon is the place where they look, they observe. Mekarker Lashon Yelola. Kir V'Shu'a Mekonein V'Zoyik. Even the Rabbanu Shalom was Mekonein on them and cried for them. Hinei Kol Shavas Basami Kiru Kmo Kiri. The Bishchita Schulin, over there it says that the birds cried out. So same thing over here, the Rabban Shalom cried out because of these Pirchei Kohuna. Elahar Bishvil Har Tzion Sheshamen, because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed.